There's a known threat that passes through the towns hundreds of times each day, and they are called the DOT 111 cars that carry crude oil and other hazardous materials.
With the accident in Quebec that killed 47 people still fresh, Schumer is pushing for new regulations governing tanker car safety.
Safety experts in transportation will tell you that the DOT 111 car is flawed. They're prone to tears and spills in the event of derailments. With more and more oil being shipped across New York each day, today I'm calling on the Federal Department of Transportation to step up, heed the calls of safety experts by requiring a plan for the eventual phase out of these cars. The DOT cars have explosive potential in the worst possible way.
The Democrat and state's senior senator notes oil and ethanol have been transported by train for years. But with increased supplies, oil companies find it more profitable to ship hazardous petroleum products by train.
More than 1,400 cars a day. And to show you how rapid the increase is, in 2009 there were 31 cars a day. Of the 1,400 cars a day, about 100 go through the Port of Albany.
Schumer referred to the recent tanker explosion that devastated a Canadian town, saying such tragedies don't happen every day, but he is concerned the frequency may increase with increased rail traffic upstate.
The Port of Albany has already applied to the Department of Environmental Conservation to double the permitted amount of crude oil they could transport per year, up to over 700 million barrels a year.
On September 7, 1980, more than 100 firefighters braved a series of explosions and fires at the Port of Albany after a gasoline storage tank ignited. More than 1,000 South End residents were evacuated at the time. Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings says the city, in the 21st century, is taking a proactive stance in preparing for any possible downtown disaster.
What's happening now is we're reviewing what's in existence to our fire department with training, to our police department with security, with working with the port, basically to say, okay, how do we evacuate these areas, God forbid, if we have to? And that's all part of a plan that we're putting together along this whole corridor. It's something that's we have to update, there's no doubt about it. But Senator Schumer has brought it to the attention of everyone, which is good. And as he said, the business is good. We don't want to deter business from taking place in this region or across the country, but we want it done safely. And that's what we're saying. We have to do
this
together.
You know, the increase will be gradual in the number of cars. Why not get a start on this safety measure now, rather than when we have triple the number of cars and more of them being added on and being used are not safe?
Schumer is calling on the Federal Railway Administration and the Department of Transportation to require railroads to stop using or retrofit the standard DOT 111 tank car for moving petroleum products. He says those cars account for 69% of all tank cars. Schumer is hoping new regulations will head railroads in the direction of purchasing more modern pressurized tankers. He says the old cars can still be used for transport of less volatile liquids, such as corn oil or canola oil. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.